Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey. What is a sanctified life? And what's in it for you? How are we sanctified? How can we be holy as He is holy? We will hear sanctified answers coming up on Call to Worship. Holy Father, Heavenly Father, God of creation, Lord, it is by you, your love, your amazing grace and forgiveness that we can be in your presence today. You alone are holy, Lord. Lord, help us as we strive to surrender ourselves completely, totally to you. Remind us, Lord, that only by the works of your Son, Jesus Christ, and through your Holy Spirit are we sanctified, set apart for your glory, for your will. Lord, please direct our thoughts during this call to worship and sanctify us. Draw us to you and toward your holiness. Thank you, Father.
When the worship time is over,
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And to learn more about this ministry online, go to calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support. When you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Cause he's the one who made me.
You are listening to Call to Worship as we focus on sanctification.
I
It is clearly proclaimed as God's will that we should be sanctified, set apart to Him as clean vessels for His service, separate from the thought processes, actions, thoughts, and motives of this world, setting our affections on Him. Christ Himself prayed the Father for you and I that we would be sanctified through His Word. His Word is truth. It is the Lord God that sanctifies. For example, God instituted the Sabbath that it would be one way to proclaim this fact. Find that in Exodus 31. Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Those who are sanctified have an effect on things and people around them. We have the privilege of reflecting God's holiness, and that has an effect on those around us. God described one aspect of the concept of making something sanctified as set apart as His, belonging to Him. Exodus 13, And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever openeth the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, it is mine. And Aaron and his family were also to be set apart for ministry. Exodus 28, And thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother and his sons with him, and shalt anoint them and consecrate them and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. Leviticus 20, Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. And you shall keep my statutes, and do them. I am the Lord which sanctify you. Later in that same chapter, You shall therefore keep all my statutes, and all my judgments, and do them, that the land whither I bring you to dwell in spew you not out. And you shall not walk in the manners of the nation which I cast out before you. For they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. And you shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that you should be mine. Listen to the prayer of Jesus Christ as our high priest, including a prayer for our unity in Him, found in John 17. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the word hath hated them, the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they might also be sanctified through the truth. Paul's final instructions to the believers in Thessalonica: rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that hath called you, who also will do it. In Titus chapter 2, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. In Hebrews chapter 2, for both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified, all are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Romans 12. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. As we recognize that God has sanctified us, pray with me in the words of the psalmist David from Psalm 19. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen and amen.
In a secret corner of my heart.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we learn the value of a sanctified life. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And when you write, be sure to include the call letters of this station. You're invited to visit our website as well at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us there, and you can make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry safely and securely right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
If you wanted sacrifice, I would obey. But my life is all I have, and I will live it, dedicated to the honor of your name. Gladly will I bow down as your servant. Gladly will I wait for your command. I commit my trust to you, for you deserve it. I delight within the guidance of your hand.
Here I am.
Your holy word within me. Your book of truth is living in my heart. Written on each page